Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. If you missed any of the first hour, you can go get that. The Fan Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, 105.1thefan.com, the Odyssey app. YouTube.com. If you missed Sprague in the Line this morning, go back on YouTube and check that out. If you missed Dan Lanning from Primetime yesterday, you can go back and check that out. I think I heard old Rop asked him a bunch of music questions and got fun Lanning yesterday. So go check that out wherever you get your podcasts and enjoy yourself. Coming up in this hour, we will take a look. All four teams in the Pacific Northwest are playing, so we'll take a peek at their games, including your Oregon State Beavers, Danny, your Oregon State Beavers.
The funny thing about this is the Ducks are probably the only team that have a really good chance of winning.
I think the other three games are fascinating.
There's a lot of
fascinating.
Oregon State, oh boy. Seattle, you're welcome to Thunderdome.
Yep.
And then the Mariners pucker up.
Yeah.
Oregon, fly to Jersey, whoop ass, fly home.
Cougs are flying to Virginia after a good showing in Oxford. We'll see how that goes, too. So we'll get there, and we'll also talk a little. A loss for Brian Kelly does what, as coaching is the hot topic of conversation these days. I want to read this text, 503-864-6326, before we get into some of the games this weekend. And this is kind of a parallel to Oregon State, as Danny, you were kind of alluding to when talking about Cignetti. As a Spartan fan, Siggy made me lose my patience for Smith. Talking about Jonathan Smith, Mel Tucker took MSU to a New Year's Six Bowl in his second year. He had issues, but when we hired Smith, I was excited and willing to be patient, but no longer, partly because of last week, partly because of Siggy. That's what he does. He makes you look around and go,
"Dude, do I got one of those?" Like, there's a lot of that out there, and as it pertains to Jonathan Smith and Oregon State, Boys in the Morning played a clip from it was one of the Detroit radio guys. And he
laid, I heard that yesterday,
into Jonathan Smith. And there was a line in there where, again, I'm summarizing, was he doesn't want to be here, and he never did.
Yikes.
And they kind of alluded to the idea that he didn't leave Oregon State because he wanted to. He left because he felt like he had to because of where things were.
It's like your girl breaks up with you and says, "I don't love you, and I never did love you." And it's, you're just like, oh,
that's tough. But I think it's one of those situations where, you know, you look at it and you go, the grass isn't always greener kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of it, I wonder, you know, from what the radio host said, I can't remember his name, I'm totally blanking on it. But it very much sounds like Jonathan Smith is going to be turfed.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
So, you know, it opens up the question of where does he go? What does he do next? And does he ever end up back at Oregon State? And I know how everybody kind of feels about that, and I don't necessarily want the retread, but it sucks that it ended like that, and I hope that there's some opportunity somewhere along the way to mend that fence. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like the Pac-12 of it all, it was the stake that drove it in, and nothing else.
Well, we're here to win conference titles and get to a playoff and go Beavers.
Jonathan Smith, offensive coordinator for Ed Orgeron.
That would be wild.
Right?
Let's take a peek around college football as the slate is just absolutely loaded. I don't even know where to start, really. We got a great, great couple little games tonight, man. Couple little nice games on a Friday. Louisville goes to Miami. Another decent little test for Louisville.
This is for Miami.
I think Louisville, we were a little high on them. I mean, they've only have one loss, but they haven't looked as awesome as we thought they might be. This,
when we talked about Miami's schedule and how whether or not they should win out, I told you, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm like, look, man, Louisville's a good team.
They're not the Boston College.
No. They're a good football team. Like, that's... Miami should go in and take care of business, but they are 10.5-point favorites.
Well, I think that's a testament to how good Miami is, and they still haven't left the state of Florida.
Just as a reminder, Notre Dame is a 9.5-point favorite against USC. So there's a 1-point difference in how those games are viewed.
You might not like how I view this Notre Dame-USC game.
Mm-hmm.
You might not like it.
Stuff you in a locker.
Later on tonight, some hot Big Ten after dark action. Nebraska-Minnesota, please. I hope this Dodger game goes late. Why is this game on Fox over the... Oh, Dodgers on TBS, my bad. So there's a little nice appetizer tonight. And then you get into Saturday. I mean, the 9 o'clock window, LSU Vandy, we'll get to that game in a minute here. Georgia Tech, the little engine that could, that nobody gives any respect to, probably going to beat Duke. Just continuing on.
Duke's favorite.
Chugging along. Ah, cool. Give me Georgia Tech.
I know, but Duke's favorite.
I know. Just chugging along. 7-0 Georgia Tech.
That's an interesting one.
Georgia Tech, the AP voters won't move them up unless someone ahead of them loses. Just sticking around.
As a reminder, Darian Mintz has thrown for almost 2,000 yards. What was it 18? No, sorry, 15 touchdowns and 2 picks.
Go him.
He's really good.
Give me Tech all day, baby.
Really good.
Oklahoma walks into a trap game with South Carolina. How's that hand feel, Johnny?
I don't even think it's a trap game. I think it's a scary game.
How's that hand feel, Johnny? I don't like that. Another week of Patrick not watching Ohio State, so there's that.
I would love.
I'm not watching. I can't do that.
I would love to see Wisconsin just have, you know, you get those weird, wild, dumb upsets.
Of course. I'm always down for that stuff.
Just watch Ohio State plummet down the AP poll.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, Ohio State's a 25.5-point favorite.
This might be fickle. Thank you much. Adios. Franklin's alive, so I'm going there. Jonathan Smith might be in the same boat as Luke Fickle. They're going to Indiana. Adios, you're going to get smashed, and that could get turfed. We could lose two college football coaches this week.
Well, the other game that's on around the same time is the A&M Arkansas game. A&M's only a 7.5-point favorite. I saw that, and I went, word?
Well, not to be a Vegas show or a pick 'em show per se, but I think people are still kind of a little wishy on
Texas. It's not a pick 'em. It's a, it's being viewed that way by the books. I wonder why.
12:30 is my game. That's my game of the day. That's Ole Miss, Georgia. That's game day is there. Celebrity picker. Did I see celebrity picker yesterday? It's Jelly Roll.
Oh, okay.
Jelly Roll is the celebrity picker for game day tomorrow in Georgia as Ole Miss comes to town. You know, I didn't go to Ole Miss, and this doesn't have anything to do with my Cougs almost beating them last week, but if Ole Miss wins this game, I might be coming in puffing my chest more than you if USC beats Notre Dame, dude. I just want this Ole Miss team to be good. I want Kiffin to get a crack at it.
Jelly Roll from Antioch, Nashville.
Mm, why is he the picker then?
Mm, he's famous.
Because he's a big dude from the South?
Yeah, I guess. Mm. You'd think he'd be at like a Tennessee or a Vandy or...
Saw a great meme that Jelly Roll is great for the fans because he represents all the fans in Georgia who don't have primary custody of their own children. That was from an Ole Miss account. I was like, that's a shot, baby. Coming from Mississippi?
Bro! I did not know where you were going with that. That was a shot across the bow.
Yeah, dude. It kind of shook me a little bit.
God, that's a good one.
Will the Big 12 remain to be crazy as Texas Tech goes to Arizona State? Look, Kenny Dill, this ain't the year.
No.
This ain't the year. I'm sorry.
Levitt's banged up and to talk about
and
him.
And he's not playing tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
So take a shot at it, dude. Why not? Give it a run for it. Give it a run for it. Tennessee at Bama, the night game. Sneaky little game here. look, this is a game that if DeBoer loses, they're going to start screaming because Tennessee has a Bama problem. They have for a very long time. I don't know what the record is in front of me.
Give me Rocky Top.
Give you Rocky Top?
Ooh, give me Rocky Top.
Ooh, kind of sexy there.
I like it. Give me that old Rocky Top.
I know, dude. Every time I see DeBoer, I just see purple and gold, so it's like,
you can't shake it.
It's hard.
He's a hell of a coach, man.
He's a hell of a coach.
And look, Ty Simpson, look, you know, we've talked about sorting hat stuff in college football, like, over the next couple of weeks. We are also going to see Heisman sorting.
Yeah, probably.
Like, USC Notre Dame, if Maiava goes out there, USC wins, and he puts on a clinic, he's going to skyrocket.
And that's the other game at 4:30. That's a big window, man. That's a huge window right there. Because you got Texas, Kentucky at that time as well. Missouri, Auburn. You're a half hour away from the Holy War. That's a quad box action right there. That's quad box
action. I'm looking at some of these matchups, at the opportunities. Baron Morton, the quarterback at Texas Tech. Maiava at USC. Chambliss at Ole Miss. Marcel Reed at A&M, Mendoza at Indiana.
I mean, Dante could have a good get right game against Rutgers. You know, if he throws
nobody will care. He better throw for 500 yards and five touchdowns.
I mean, if he throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns,
cool. Mendoza did that against Illinois.
Wow.
I'm just again. Wow. It's Rutgers.
Wow.
Nobody's gonna care. I'm looking at teams that are playing teams this week.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Indiana's not playing a good team this week.
Am I wrong? No, I said Mendoza, and I said no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I was just like, whoa, dude.
No. I was like Michigan State. I was like, no, never mind.
Coming in hot.
But I was just taking a look at who's out there, who has a chance, who is playing. There's 10 teams playing ranked game or playing against the 10 teams, so five games that are playing ranked opponents this week. And if you look at those, almost every single one of them is this going to be a chance to take a hold of the Heisman race?
Totes.
That's the underlying, it's not the top line story. For me, it's the secondary story.
Mateer could do something like that. He could.
I think missing games and looking like complete dog water last week, regardless of his hand not working.
I don't think he's out of it.
I mean, look, I understand that the race is down, but I don't think it's that far down.
I'm going to the Timbers game tomorrow, so I'm going to have to record some stuff. I am going to record Florida State at Stanford, and I'm going to watch that when I get home.
Why?
A little saucy, because I'll be drunk and won't care.
You will. You've already wasted a night on Stanford.
I know. I think I'm going to do it again.
Oh, you like making bad choices.
Shout out to my father-in-law.
Cool.
Well, dude, it makes good talk around the dinner table with him. He doesn't care that I do sports radio for a living. He just cares that I love his daughter and take care of his grandkids.
And toss in some Stanford every now and then?
Yeah.
Smart.
He lights up when I say CMC.
Mm. What if I say Owen Marisich to you?
He is mad that Christian McCaffrey and Andrew Luck don't have Heisman.
I mean, he should be. Should be.
So I'm going to watch Florida State Stanford for funsies. Oof. I just missed it. Dude, if this was David Shaw and Jimbo Fisher 10 years ago,
I mean, yeah.
This is must-watch Pac-12 After Dark. Hell yeah. And I'm going to be drunk and pretend that Frank Reich is David Shaw and that Mike Norvell is Jimbo Fisher.
We'll see what state I'm in tomorrow.
I'm pretend Jameis at quarterback, Jameis Castellanos,
yeah,
and Andrew Golbranson.
Yeah, no, that evening is going to be very interesting for me.
That is all reactive for you.
Dude, it is, depending on how I'm playing Wildwood, if you golf course tomorrow. I've never played out there. And then I'm coming home and sitting down for USC Notre Dame.
If USC takes that game tomorrow, you got to run around Newburgh naked.
I mean, like,
it's your birthday.
I mean,
your birthday suit.
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
I mean,
what day is
that'll
today?
Be the least offensive thing I do.
Today's your birthday,
and if they lose,
what a day for a birthday. Let's all have some cake.
Look, I hate it when USC loses. When they lose to Notre Dame, God, I hate that.
What's the state of Danny if they lose to Notre Dame and then get boat raced by the Ducks?
I mean, at that point in time, it won't matter.
I guess that point it won't
matter. But, yeah, losing to Notre Dame always hurts more.
That's the rivalry, baby. That's the rivalry.
But beating them, boy, does it feel good.
It feels good.
It feels so good.
All right, we come back. I want to get down into the bayou. And not that bayou, that's it, go Beavers. But I want to talk about this, man. A loss for Brian Kelly this weekend would do what? 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, we'll take a peek around the Pacific Northwest. Jeff Russ just made me a very happy man. We'll take a peek.
I say, you just live like a kid on Christmas.
Go Beavers.
Yeah, I love that, dude.
We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis, open Cajun restaurant, Go Beavers.
That was good. I like that. I like that one. We'll take a peek around the Pacific Northwest as outside of the Oregon game, I think all three of these games are pretty big for massively different reasons. There is a too hot, too cold, and a just right of those three games that I'm really excited to get to. So we'll do that in 15 minutes. But, you know, I asked this question 2 weeks ago about both Lane Kiffin and Brian Kelly. And I don't mean to beat everybody over the head with this, but these two coaches this season have been extremely fascinating to me for different reasons. Mm. Lane Kiffin is a guy that is trying to will Ole Miss into the Georgia-Bama pantheon of the SEC. He's great for college football. He has great sound bites, and he's kind of quarterback whispering-ish a little bit here in college football, to where Brian Kelly, a polarizing guy, people don't really care for him, although, I mean, he's clearly a good coach. He took Notre Dame from a pretty rough spot to good heights until he bolted, and the kid fell off the fell off the tower and went down to LSU. Now his team is massively underperformed this year. I think Ole Miss has rightly performed this year, maybe a touch more considering the backup had to come in, who could be a Heisman contender.
Yeah, literally just looking at it, Chambliss is, where'd he go? I just saw him. God dang it. He's one spot in front of Dante Moore.
Chambliss.
For Heisman odds.
And he played, what, three less games?
Two less games. That's how prolific he's been.
And so I asked this question 2 weeks ago when LSU and Ole Miss played each other, you know, what a win does for Lane Kiffin and what a loss does for Brian Kelly. And I asked the same question about Lane Kiffin yesterday, which you can go back and check on the podcast. And I'm going to ask the same question today because he's in another big game matchup, which is SEC Life. That's not his fault. I'm not bashing on him for that. But he's up against the Vanderbilt team who stayed in it with an unknown Bama team. And then Bama kind of said, oh, this is what we are,
mm-hmm.
and kind of slapped him around a little bit late in that game. Now you're playing a Vanderbilt team who's a little hungry, little wounded animal.
Little hungry.
And they are a favorite hosting you.
Diego Pavia out there. He wants some Tiger steaks.
Now, I'm not saying LSU is in a position that Penn State's in. And I know coaches getting fired is the hot topic of debate for everybody.
They actually are, because they're in almost the exact same monetary world, because Brian Kelly's buyout, because I was looking it up, is $53.3 million. And, right there on James Franklin's line.
And look, your big win of the season is Clemson, and it wasn't pretty. And it's not big anymore. I mean, it's kind of, look, I think the Clemson team that LSU played is very, very good. The Clemson team now is very, very not good. Similar to the Penn State team that Oregon played was very, very good when they played. The Penn State team now is not very good. Brian Kelly is in a dangerous, dangerous situation here, because when you are not likable, when you are a red ass, look, Sig is a red ass and he's lovable. God, you root for that guy. You want to run through a brick wall. Mm-hmm. Kelly's never kind of been that way. Now, I don't live in the South.
Sig's a likable red ass.
I'm not in Louisiana, so I don't know what to tell you. But from a TV perspective, he's tough to root for. And if you're not delivering, if this offense goes out there and scores less than 20 points again, they're going to lose. They will lose this game. Pavia will do some weird S, you know. Vanderbilt's defense is not a world beater defense, but LSU's offense looks like me out there.
Let me scroll down so you can't see. How many passing touchdowns do you think Nussmeier has this season?
Five.
Nine.
And I was being mean.
Nine touchdowns, five picks. They are not generating anything.
LSU can't run the ball? You don't have stud receivers?
Last year.
This is not the LSU I know.
Run the ball.
So last year, that LSU led off, or that Nussmeier led LSU offense, 29 passing touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 4,000 yards passing, 7.7 yards per play. Not bad. 7.7 is pretty damn solid. This year, it's 6.9 yards per play. He's at 1,400 yards, completing actually a higher percentage of his passes, 66%. But again, nine touchdowns, five interceptions. He's just not productive at all. And if you think about LSU over the last 10 years, you think about quarterback play, you think about wide receiver play. The two best wide receivers in the NFL were at the same school at the same time.
Go Beavers!
You know what I mean? Like, so you associate, like, Ohio State is wide receiver U. LSU is not that far behind.
No, it's not.
Odell Beckham Jr., Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like, they have
dudes.
Dudes.
They have dudes.
Not like, oh, well, here we go. Here's a, like, they have some of the best wide receivers in the NFL over the last decade. Their offense is impotent. It needs more than just a little blue pill and some dye. Like,
who won Rookie of the Year last year in the NFL?
Oh, yeah,
That guy won a Heisman?
Yeah. Pretty good. And it's like they just don't, for whatever reason, and I know the offensive line play has been lacking, but also LSU's offensive line has been good. And this goes back to where college football is now. You don't have depth. You don't churn out.
You don't anymore.
NFL draft picks and just replace immediately. Now, you can in some positions.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio State's position, they had Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smith. They couldn't go to the NFL because they were too young. Otherwise, what does that look like?
They're gone.
Otherwise, they're in the league. And if you don't have that threat all the time, does Julian Sand look better? No.
No.
No. And so you just look at this LSU offense and you go, okay, you're not getting chunk plays. You can't run the ball. You can't protect the quarterback. You're turning the ball over. Like, it's just like, what on earth is it that you, what is it that you do here? You know what I mean? Like, their defense is very good. And you can lean on that for sure. And
SP Plus has them at number four.
Defensively? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very good.
45 on offense. Take that for what you will on SP Plus, but
honestly, it feels like it's being generous.
So let me ask you the question. We'll play fill in the blank game. A loss for Brian Kelly does?
Hot seat. Not fired. Hot seat.
I'll go full papers.
They're 5-1.
They'll be 5-2.
They're number 10 in the country.
They'll be 5-2 and out.
Nah, he ain't getting fired.
I don't think they make the playoff with the loss to Vandy and Ole Miss.
Well, with both of them? With three losses?
I mean, they'd only have two.
No.
They only lost to Ole Miss.
The SEC team with only two losses, and their two losses are to ranked teams.
I don't even need to play the schedule game. I know if they lose to Vandy and Ole Miss, there's another one on that board.
Well, no, I'm saying if the only ones they have are Ole Miss and Vandy, they're in.
But what I'm telling you is I would be shocked if those are their onlys.
Well,
this is a two-loss team.
Yeah, because
that
they go from playing Vandy to A&M to Alabama. So, yeah, they're probably screwed.
Yeah, dude. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly, he's not going to get fired this week. It's too much money.
No.
But, huh?
Now, if they drop two of their next three, or hell, three in a row.
Dude, they lose to Vandy, A&M, and Bama. Bye.
The talk will heat up. Instantly.
I don't think there'll be talk. I think it'll be the boosters in a group chat. I got $2 million on this. I got 20 on this.
Here's 50 for you.
Yep.
Get him out of here.
Yep, get him out.
I'm not there yet.
Get him out. Go get James Franklin. Ooh, James Franklin at LSU. I actually kind of like James Franklin at Florida more.
Wisconsin.
Get him out of the Big Ten. Go somewhere else.
That's fine.
Do something cool.
I can see him at LSU.
I kind of like that.
I wouldn't be against it.
I kind of like that. All right, we come back. We'll take a peek around the Pacific Northwest. One game, you know, your Duck game out there is not the sexiest of game. We will chat about that in the noon hour. But the other three Northwest schools, cool little games here. Cool little games. We'll do that next. But first, there's Rusty with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Everybody's favorite web gems coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll get religious on you. Because why not? It's a Friday. It's a Friday. A lot to get to in the big nooner twos. Thanks for hanging out with us. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also on the YouTubes, we're up on that. Sorry, made a mix up on the last seggy, but we'll welcome you back.
My bad.
Welcome you back here on the YouTubes.
It happens.
See my beautiful face. We'll save a little Oregon chatter since we'll chat them in the big nooner. But the other three games, boy, when it comes to Pacific Northwest, if you're a local rooting for one of these teams, man, there's a lot to watch, a lot to digest, and in very, very different reasons. And I'm just going to – we're going main entree first, baby. Main entree for me, I'm going to hate watch the hell out of this game. It's UW at Michigan, 9 a.m.
It's a big game for both of them.
It's a season definer for both of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If Jed can go into the big house and DeMond has a good game and that defense figures it out, look, as much as I've loved Underwood, that offense still ain't there yet. That offense still got a lot to be desired. If Jed can walk into that place and get a pull out of W, he'll be Florida's coach by Friday.
So, weirdly enough, Michigan is a 5.5-point favorite. Now, they're playing at home, so, okay.
And they're going to play their game.
Yep. But if you're Washington, I'm going to sound like arrogant USC guy here, but so what? You follow USC's game plan. You go, no, we're going to score, and we're going to make you actually try to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put us in a phone booth, and you can't stuff us in a locker.
You got to make the kid try to beat you.
Yeah, you got to make Bryce try to beat you.
And if he does, good on him.
Hey, look, if that's what happens, there's a reason why he's the highest rated high school prospect we've seen.
Since Chris Leak at Florida.
It's like, yeah, he's one of the highest rated prospects ever at that position. He's like... He's not quite Julius Peppers. Do you remember Julius Peppers?
I do.
His recruiting profile.
I do.
They put him above everybody else, and they called him a utility back.
It's like Pac-12 party schools. It was Wazoo and Arizona State. The rest of them are all amateurs.
It was just like he was the number one player in that class. Have you ever heard Brendan Haywood tell a story?
Mm-mm.
So for those who don't know, Julius Peppers played basketball at North Carolina with Brendan Haywood.
He was pretty good.
Showed up in scrimmages, and they were like, this 6'6" freak of nature. Like, he was bawling out in practices, like, you know, like, this guy's pretty good. And they're like, where are you ranked? And basketball's like, oh, you know, basketball's not actually my sport. And they're like, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm a football player. And Haywood's like, they looked him up, like, we couldn't find him anywhere because he said he was a running back. Well, they created an entire different position for Julius Peppers and then put him number one in the class above everybody else with like 5 gold stars of like, basically saying, this is the freakiest freak that has ever freaked in the game of football. And it was like, oh. And Bryce Underwood's not that, but he's that next tier down of, like, as far as a recruit goes, and is like what he can be. So yeah, if he beats you, cool.
Yeah, and that would be a big thing because, I mean, who's the best quarterback at Michigan in the last 10 years?
I mean, it's JJ.
That's a low bar, bud.
Yeah.
And I liked JJ at Michigan, and I like him as an NFL prospect.
But who's the last like prolific quarterback there?
Greasy.
Yeah. Because the Romo Brady stuff, like they weren't like super 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 prolific, like hanging up sideways numbers all over you. You know,
Greasy won an Emmy.
Oh yeah, no. But I'm saying like, no, I'm not taking away from Greasy at all.
Chad Henne was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean, that's not quarterback you.
Old Shoelace, was that his name? Shoelace, Shoestring,
Denard,
yeah,
Robinson.
He was fun,
super fun for sure. Was on the cover of NCAA football.
Not a great quarterback, but super fun.
Super fun.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how this game plays out. I think there is a way to beat Michigan. I think if you're a Husky fan,
did you take the over or the under on Washington? You took one.
The over.
There you go.
And I took the under on Michigan.
So you need this. You need this to go a certain way for you.
Oh, I don't care about that. I hate both these teams.
Okay. I'm sure you want the sweet meteor of death and both to lose. Who do you want to lose more? Because you hate both these teams.
Well, I will never root for a Husky win. I just won't. That's the blood.
But you'll root for a Michigan loss.
No. I'd rather see the Wolverines win this game from a personal, private level. Mm.
You don't want chaos in the household?
No. I love my kids. Mm. Yeah, I just don't like the Huskies. The problem is, I think the Huskies win this game.
Weirdly enough, again, Michigan favored by 5.5.
Jed Fish year two. What USC did to Michigan. What Oklahoma did to Michigan. I'm not saying UW's the same level as those two teams.
But they've got weapons.
And I think Michigan's got problems. You know, I think Sharon Moore.
You were talking about coaches getting fired.
I think Sharon Moore's on his way out.
If Michigan gets embarrassed, and don't get it twisted, USC embarrassed Michigan. That score wasn't even close to as indicative as much of a complete and utter ass whooping.
But you can also score on UW's defense.
You can. Well, you can if you can, I don't know, have a forward pass.
That is also true, which is a struggle back for Michigan. Mm-hmm. Let's head down the I-5 corridor here and hit Corvallis. They take on Lafayette. Look, get the bump. Get the bump from Trey being gone. Get the boys together. I shout out to my OSU brethren down there. I hope you are all having a players' dinner tonight. And you look each other in the eye, hold each other accountable, go out there and whoop some ass.
Do it for yourselves.
Do it for yourselves. Do it for the fans. Yourselves.
Honestly, no. Do it for yourselves.
Yep.
I mean that.
Show some pride, dude.
Because, I mean, you had guys on air saying you quit.
Go Beavers. I think that's... Just do it.
I mean, you quit.
Just do it. Yep. And prove that that's wrong and that the future of the program is bright. And make somebody watch your team and say,
at least brighter.
And make somebody watch your team and say, yeah, I can coach that team. I can make something work from that. Malik Murphy, have a good game, buddy.
If they start him.
Have a good game, guys. Yeah. And Beav fans, this is your week. Give me the Beavs.
God, I hope so.
Give me the Beavs. And then another juicy game is my Cougs flying again across the nation to Virginia. Hey, man, we're just happy to be here.
Look, you guys.
It's kind of the most random game of the week, I think.
You showed up. Congratulations to you, to Ole Miss.
Thank you.
They overlooked you, but you showed up.
To the guy who texted yesterday about going to the game, sounds like it was an awesome experience.
I mean, go Oxford.
I'm so stoked for you.
I keep going back and forth. I have decided it is between, there are two places in college football that I want to go to. Oxford for Ole Miss and Doak for Florida State. Those are the two places that are the places that I want to go for college football.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall at the world's largest cocktail party.
Right?
I just want to be a fly on
right?
the wall.
It's just.
Just see it.
It's just. Every time I see clips from down there, I'm just like, damn, that looks like it's fun.
Yeah, and I'm going to look at it and be like, nah, it looks like a Tuesday at Pullman. There's a bunch of losers.
But,
I mean, you know, I'm
going to. I thought you guys were going to get throttled last week.
Totally.
I definitely think you're going to get throttled this week.
I'm going to back my Cougs, and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to sit here and say I think we have a good performance. That's all I'm going to say.
What's the line in this monster?
It's probably 8.5.
No, it's got to be more than that. Virginia scores so much. 17.5.
Dude, Cougs cover, man. Cougs cover.
You know what? I will give you that. You guys are covering machines.
Cougs cover.
Virginia's offense is legit.
I'm excited to watch this game. 3:30 on the C-Dub.
It's going to be drunk.
You think Ryan Leaf's on the call?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Leaf. Tom Brenneman and Ryan Leaf.
We got to check back in with Brink
after
this game. We should check back in with Brink and be like, hey, how is Oxford? How is Virginia?
He might not have gone to Oxford. I don't know if he was on the call. It was on the SEC network.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Maybe old Brenneman there?
I hope he went down there.
All right, we come back. It's Web Gems, everybody's favorite. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Bring you fun stuff. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll get final thoughts on your Oregon Ducks, Danny, against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in Jersey, all the way to Jersey, to where some people think is my homeland. I've had more people ask me if I'm from Jersey than anywhere else in my life.
Let's be honest, you look like you played on a sandlot in Jersey.
Are you from Jersey? And is your name Travis? Those are the two number one things I've been asked the most in my entire life.
That's weird. Post-military, are you a cop? Is the one I get a lot.
Wow, that one I get.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand I have resting cop face. I know.
I'm aware. So we'll get to some final thoughts on Oregon Rutgers and the big nooner. Also, we'll tune over to the NFL, talk about the Falcons and how big of a statement they can make this weekend coming off their big win last weekend in primetime. Talk a little Thursday night football, and then we'll close it up with some Orgeron State University final thoughts into the weekend to kind of, I don't know, pep us up on a Friday. Send you Beavs out feeling good about yourself. At least I feel good about it myself. Today's Web Gem story comes to you all the way from the Vatican, my friend. I've been sitting on this for a few days. I thought it was really fun. I love that our American Pope Overlord has embraced his love of the greatest game in the world known as a baseball. Diehard White Sox fan. We found out he was at the World Series in 2005. That's such a deep dive. Whoever scanned through all that footage to find the Pope in the stands is wild to me. That's so, like, what poor staffer is that job?
I mean, one you'd probably like to have.
Dude, you just, like, eat an edible and get stoned all day and just stare at a TV. There he is.
Now you're talking yourself into
man,
it.
Man, I found the Pope.
You're talking yourself into it pretty quick. It's like a Where's Waldo, but where's the Pope?
He sat in a car driving around, and which I guess the Popes do, waving at people.
Little Pope-mobile.
And somebody yelled at him to go Pubs, go Cubs, and this was his reaction. Han perdido. They lost. look, I'm here for a petty pope.
Look, you got yourself an American pope. Guess what you're going to get?
You're going to get a little petty.
You're going to get a little petty with it.
Which leads me to my next question. The Holy War is this weekend. The Utah Utes are favored against BYU.
Oh, yeah.
And BYU's undefeated, aren't they? Are they?
Yeah,
not?
They are. But
also an undefeated team that the AP poll won't believe to exist.
No,
them and Georgia Tech.
And they also have a Bear Bachmeyer at quarterback. So that's always fun,
dude. Bear Bachmeyer. That guy's got the greatest name in the history of life.
He got bad intentions.
Yeah. Quarterback wearing 47.
Who's the Pope root for in this game?
Well, I mean, Utah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The Mormonism takes him too far from Catholicism.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they'll take the Utes. Maybe he's just a big fan of Whittingham.
I mean, let's be honest. He's a fan of Notre Dame, which is why I don't like him.
Oh.
He's a Chicago guy.
He's a Chicago guy.
You don't think he's not a Notre... Like, he has to be a... He's the literal Pope.
I mean, Chicago's in Illinois, not in Indiana. Yeah,
if you're a Chicago sports fan...
Didn't we hear where he went? Didn't he go to Syracuse or something like that?
But if you're a Chicago sports fan of college football, who is your team? It's Notre Dame.
Oh, he went to Villanova, no football team.
Yeah.
At least at the time. Yeah. I think they do now.
I mean, it's Notre Dame.
They suit up. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, it's Notre Dame. And it's Notre Dame. It's the Catholic school in the country.
Is there a bigger Catholic school? I mean, Villanova's Catholic school.
Notre Dame is they have touchdown Jesus.
You know that man loves some Big East basketball.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
hates Georgetown, hates Syracuse, hates UConn.
Where did Notre Dame play basketball?
In the Big East. Hey.
Just saying.
Still, he's like me with Gonzaga. Like, he went to Villanova, roots for Notre Dame, unless Nova's playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing Notre Dame.
But
like, I root for GU
He went to a basketball school.
He went to a basketball school, and I went to a football school, which, funny enough, was a basketball school when I was there. Shout out Clay Thompson. What's up, brother? I love you.
But
Megan Thee Stallion looking good, buddy. Yeah,
come football time.
Looking good.
Come football time, he's putting that on that ugly leprechaun.
He's a golden domer.
Yeah.
He's a golden domer. Gross. You think he's got any money on this game this weekend?
I mean, probably.
Pope throw a little scratch on the old rivalry?
The old conclave, you know? There's got to be a.
I don't. Funny enough, I actually don't think the Pope has any money.
I think you're right.
I don't think he has any money.
I
don't think he could go buy a pack of smokes if he wanted to. I think somebody has to go do that for him.
Probably. But I bet you he gets good Turkish cigarettes.
Yeah, he probably gets the best.
He's from Chicago. He probably rips a heater. That's how I want my
Barack
Pope.
Obama was the president of America. He rips heaters.
Look, man, I mean.
Jay Cutler played football in Chicago. He rips heaters.
Go full Will Ferrell. I want my Jesus in a little T-shirt tuxedo. You know what I mean? Like, I want my Pope to rip heaters.
Have we decided if you're from Chicago, you smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
All right, I'll be in Chicago
by the
afternoon.
If you're a Chicago sports fan, you eat sausage and smoke cigarettes.
I'll be in Chicago by this evening. I'm about to catch a flight, skip the big nooner. I am out of here.
I mean, look, I mean, you have your deep dish. You like your brats. And you like Mike Ditka and Notre Dame football.
Well, I guess as you get older, you could probably move from the cigarette to the cigar if you're talking Ditka.
Yeah.
If you're talking Ditka, we'll move to the cigar.
I mean, Chicago's quarterback was literally ripping heaters.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, I love Jay Cutler.
Right.
When he was in Denver, I hated him.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because I was a Charger fan, so it was like rivalry.
I mean, everybody hates the Broncos.
But Cutler? Good arm. Good arm. Mm. Got a million-dollar arm and a two-cent head.
Yeah.
Think he's out of jail yet? Did he serve his time?
Well, I mean, would you rather have $1 million arm and 2 cent head, or $1 million head and a 2 cent arm in the NFL?
In the NFL, well, that's easy.
I mean, that was Chad Pennington.
The $1 million arm will get you paid a lot more than the million.
Chad Pennington had a $10,000 arm. He would have been real good because he had $1 million head.
That's true. All right, we come back. It's the big nooner. We'll drive right into Oregon, taking on Rutgers in Jersey. What are we looking for in a big bounce back game after you take that loss? How does Oregon get back on track? Stick with us. We're having fun. That's Danny. I'm Patrick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.